Shalom, everyone. I'm so glad to hear your voices this morning with Delaware. When I heard them sign on, we've got 43 states, plus we have more than one from Washington, D.C. And with Massachusetts signing on, there are 8 states that begin with M. I know that because of a famous word of the Lord that came to Sister Wilkerson. She had no idea he was going to take her through state by state, and he began with the 8 states that begin with M. She had no idea there were 8 states that began with M. And then he went to the 3 states that begin with O, and we've got all 3 of those states on here. So I just want to thank you and every one of you. We have 4 that I heard from Canada, 1 from Jerusalem, and we have our dear friend from Belgium who seems never to miss. And I just want to begin by saying a great big thank you to every one of you who were at the Autumn Assembly. We had an absolutely marvelous Autumn Assembly, so much with the presence of God. And it seemed that our prayers, and there were lots of them, but it seemed that they all reached a climax, like you got the answer. So, oh, how wonderful it was. And I want to thank the Lord. This is called the Prayer Call for Israel. And the offerings for Big Dollar Bell, we had at least, this is what we have in cash, $188,000. And I'm waiting for you all to say, praise the Lord, glory to God. And if we have not totaled yet what came in online, I think we'd be safe in saying that $200,000 came in for McDowell. And we want to thank God for that. And we want to thank him for many other things this morning. What I really have on my mind today is Thanksgiving. And it just reminds me of a time when so much Thanksgiving went up from Pear Mountain in the Ozarks. We had, I think some of you know about the time that the people in our accounting department had not paid the payroll taxes. And we got, we reported it to the IRS ourselves when we found out they had just stuffed away the envelopes. And when I asked, why did you do this? One of them said to me, well, we wanted to pay the wheel that squeaked the loudest. Well, there's no louder wheel at that time than the IRS. And this has been about, I don't know, 10 years ago. And so the Lord gave me, you absolutely, when something happens, you have to go to the Lord. And the Lord gave me a scripture to stand on. It was an amazing scripture to me that he would give me, but he gave me Psalm 118. When I was a little girl, I used to wonder what the song was that Jesus and the disciples sang, apostles sang when they came out of the Last Supper, the Seder meal. And he was on the way to the cross. And I do know now what it was. It was Psalm 118, because this is one of the songs that they sing from 1:13 on during Passover. And so it was the Passover time. So I'll just give you the parts that were meant so much to us at that time. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say, his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say, his mercy endures forever. Let them now that fear the Lord say, his mercy endureth upon forever. Now, I come to verse 5. I called upon the Lord in distress. That word there is the word that is translated tribulation. And it's the word T-S-A-R, tsar. And it means that you've been pressed into a narrow place by outside pressure. I called unto the Lord in, the Hebrew translates it, straits, or a narrow place. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. How wonderful that is, the difference between being pressed and being free. Next verse 6, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do to me. And what I did during this time, every single day, I would sit in my prayer chair. I lived out on Prayer Mountain at the time. I would sit in my prayer chair. I would look out that window, and I would say these words and stress them. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do to me. And verse 7, the Lord taketh my part with them that help me. And actually what happened was God moved upon a dear partner, and they sent two checks of $350,000 each a few weeks apart. The Lord took my part with those that helped me. And then verse 13, thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. And, of course, this whole psalm is going to apply to the Savior as he's on his way to the cross. But with me that day and all those days that I meditated this psalm every day, verse 13, thou hast thrust sore at me. The enemy thrust sore at me. I know that he was the one who put it in the minds of those people. Those were good people. But he put it in their minds to do what they did. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall. But, yud, hey, vav, hey, it's on all capital letters, helped me. And then there were other days and things. Of course, this psalm is the one that verse 22 says, the stone that the builders rejected has become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad, the Hebrew says, in him, meaning the Lord. This is the new day. This is the day of the new covenant, which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in him. Now, every day I would meditate those particular verses that I told you. And then this is what happened at the very end. Cherry, my son, we went all the people out at Prayer Mountain. We got into the chapel, and we did, verse 15. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. We had a great praise service. We had a great Thanksgiving service. And that's what I want to do this morning with you. I want you to join me in just saying, thank you, Lord, for the Autumn Assembly. We had, I think it was 48 states that came to the Autumn Assembly. Just imagine what a representation we were before our Lord. And I know a lot of you were there. When I said, how many WWPs? Oh, the hands went up all over that place. And so will you please join me now in giving him thanks? Just lift your voice and praise him. Oh, Father, how I praise you. My heart is full with thanksgiving. Yesterday, you know, Lord, how I praised you, how I got up in the morning and I couldn't even ask you for anything. I only could say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I praise you and I give you glory. I thank you and I praise you for every person who came and brought their supply of the Spirit. I thank you for every person who joined us online and brought their supply of the Spirit. And I want to thank you, dearest Father, and give you glory and adoration. I want to thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for every prayer that you answered, for every prayer that you put on our hearts, for every Roshtan Makaya, you received our praise. You received our thanksgiving, and you received our prayers. And we know, dear Father, that is written, that if we know you hear us, we know you have the answer that we ask of you. I want to thank you and praise you, Father, for meeting the permits that we need for MGDOL. Oh, how I give you glory and honor. We reached out there in faith, Father, and we got those things. I thank you for them. I praise you for them. And, Father, I want to thank you for the I feel very safe in saying that it was a $200,000 offering for MGDOL. I want to praise you and thank you for that, for every person who gave from their hearts. I'm going to ask you, Lord, to give them that blessing. That great and wonderful blessing that you wrote down for us to read, our eyes to see, that you will bless those that bless Israel. And you will, well, we didn't have anyone who was cursing it there, Lord. We're just so thankful for that wonderful, wonderful, wonderful promises that you gave us. And those sons of Abraham that were among us and in our meetings, Pastor Curry and Brother Max, and those who were of the seed in the natural of Abraham, that go by the name of Arabs in the flesh. But now these, of course, are in the body of Christ. We just want to praise you and thank you. I want to praise you and thank you for every vision that you're giving, that you gave last night, that you gave to those sons of Abraham, daughters of Abraham, to know you and to know the Lord. We just want to praise you and thank you, Father. I cannot say thank you enough. I want to, now we're going to still go in the vein of thanksgiving. That wonderful prayer in Colossians that begins with verse 9. And we can pray for ourselves. It's a spirit-anointed prayer. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, who hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. I want you to thank God today. You'll take a little extra time where you are to sit in the heavenlies and to rule and to reign in your area. That's what I'll do just as soon as we hang down this phone. But when you do, be sure and remember to give thanks unto the Father who has translated us out of the power of darkness, who has taken us out from the dominion of darkness. Father, we just want to thank you that we're not under the dominion of darkness today, that darkness can have nothing to do with us. For you have made us able, and you have translated us right into the kingdom of the light, and we will walk in the light today. And then there's another prayer that I want us to be conscious of. These are all thanksgivings. We should give thanks for what the Lord tells us in the Word to give thanks. He tells us in the Word to thank him that he translated us out of darkness and put us into the kingdom of the light. And then 1 Timothy 2:1, which is our first of all scripture. I exhort that first of all, and get it what it is here now, supplications, those are requests according to a covenant, prayers, covers a lot of kind of prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority. Here's how you can bless all men. You can pray for those who are in authority over them, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we might lead a quiet and a peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. So, right now, let us thank God for our leaders. Let us thank him. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. We want to praise you and thank you for the good, good pastors and the good leaders of churches and prayer groups, for those who administer the body of Christ, apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers. And Lord God, I live in the United States of America. We have friends from Canada, sisters and brothers, from Belgium, from Europe. I didn't hear Australia today, but sometimes we do. And dear Father, we want to lift up our individual leaders. Right now, we who are in the United States of America, we just thank you for our President Donald John Trump. We praise you for our Vice President, Michael Pence, man of God. We thank you for those on the cabinet, Lord. We have more born-again believers on the cabinet than we've ever had. We want to thank you for them, Lord. Thank you for all of them. We thank you, too, for senators and representatives, Father. Speak to their hearts. Help them do a better job, Lord. And lift up and praise those who are in, praise you for those who are in the judicial system, the judges, Lord. We thank you for the good ones. We're asking you to move out the bad ones, to move them out, Lord, like thorns in the flesh. We thank you for the good ones in the State Department. We ask you to move out those who are thorns in the flesh. We thank you for the government. We ask you to move out the shadow government. Oh, Lord. Now, here's another way I'm led to pray, folks, today. I'm led to pray for these leaders. I'm led to pray for their guidance. There are many things right now, things that we know about and things that we don't know about, that they need guidance. And I'm going to ask you when, I'm going to read some guidance scriptures. In the back of my Bible, I have a lot of pages where you are, that are lined, and you can, almost 100, I think, and you can write scriptures in there. I have written guidance scriptures. And when I'm needing guidance, I meditate these. And I have written them down. And if you would like to have a copy of them, I'm going to ask them just to take the copy machine and just copy them out of my Bible. And if you would like to see those scriptures that I meditate, you may call 1-800-972-3447. And we'll ship them to you for $2, and that does include, in the United States, shipping and handling. We'll really send you this free, but they do have a shipping and handling cost, so that will just be $2. And I don't know how much it would be out of the country, but I'm thinking that probably, well, I'll say that we'll ship it out of the country to you for in Canada, for instance, for $3, and for Belgium, for that would be $4. So this is going to be that they're going to take a I say, old-fashioned Xerox copy, and then they'll just send it to you. So we do need to have your mailing address to get this in the mail. So you call 1-800-972-3447 and give them your mailing address. And we will send it to you, continental United States, $2 outside the United States. Well, that will even include, for $2, we'll include Alaska and Hawaii. And then for Europe, we're going to say $4. For Canada, I'll say $3. And that will just probably cover the handling and shipping, but that's fine because there's really no cost just to copy you and send you that paper. But I just want to read some of the things that are on it. I have a whole page of the scriptures from John where the Lord talked about the Holy Spirit, and I have written there a statement from Alexander McLaren. With Christ in the upper room, he wrote this: every believing soul has this divine spirit for his teacher and may, if we will, learn of him and be led by him into profounder knowledge of that great Lord. The belief in the actual presence with the church of a spirit that teaches all faithful members thereof is far too much lost out of the sight of common Christianity of this day. We ought to be the standing witnesses in the world of the reality of a supernatural influence. And I have that on the pages, which have the scriptures concerning the Holy Spirit, how he will guide us, how he will, well, I'll read just John 14:26, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. He will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance that I said unto you. And then I have John 16:13. When he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak. He will show you things to come. And the Greek actually says there like this, he will show you the coming things. And then just here are some other scriptures. I'm just going to read the scriptures because we're meditating them right now before we ask our Lord to guide our leaders. And these are the ones, my first scripture that I have down is Matthew 4:4. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Proverbs 20:27. The spirit of man is the candle, the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Psalm 18:28. For it is you who will light my lamp. The Lord, my God, will illuminate my darkness. Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? One thing I ask of the Lord, that shall I seek, that I dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. I behold the delight of the Lord, and to meditate in his sanctuary. In you, in your behalf, of thee, my heart has said, seek my presence. Your presence, O Lord, I do seek. Conceal not your presence from me. Instruct me, Lord, in your way. Lead me on the path of eternity, of integrity. Psalm 118:27, he illuminated for us. Psalm 16:11, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Isaiah 30:1-2, take counsel of him, ask at his mouth. Proverbs 25, counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Proverbs 20:12, the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them. Isaiah 50:4, he wakeneth morning by morning. He awakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned. Psalm 32:8, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. The Hebrew translation says, I will make you wise and enlighten you in the proper path to travel. I will signal you with my eye. Psalm 143:10, again the art scrolls, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit guide me over level ground. Psalm 16:11, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Deuteronomy 4:36, out of heaven he makes me to hear his voice, so that he might instruct me. 1 Corinthians 1:30, by his doing I am in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto me, 1 Corinthians 2:16, wisdom, I have the mind of Christ. Proverbs 1:23, behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you, I will make known my words unto you. Proverbs 1:33, he who listens to me shall dwell securely and will be undisturbed by fear of evil. Micah 7:8, when I sit in darkness, Jehovah shall be a light unto me. Psalm 112:4, even in darkness a light shines for the upright. Psalm 36:10, for with you is the source of life. By your light shall we see light. Praise the Lord. And then I have more. We're going to stop here. Of course, in the New Testament we have, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So just by meditating those scriptures, and I have some more down, praise the Lord, by meditating those scriptures when I'm needing guidance, I meditate those, and the guidance comes. And so, Father, in the name above all names, the way we're lifting up our leaders today, the way we're lifting up our presidents and prime ministers and our administrations, the way we are living up our churches, our apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, teachers, the way we're leading up those who lead, maybe they lead a rescue mission. Maybe they lead a Operation Blessings. Whoever is in the leadership position, dearest Heavenly Father, we are asking you today, please lead them, guide them into all truth. Visit them, if need be, by any of heaven's resources. Call upon them, Lord, in the nighttime. Call to their hearts and say, listen to me. Give them a vision if need be. Our government leaders need to know what to do about the threats of North Korea. They need to know what to do about cyber warfare. These problems are such, Lord, that never faced generations long ago, but that are facing humanity now. They can't do it, Father, without your mercy, without your wisdom, without your guidance. Of course we ask you for the protection. But today our emphasis is on, please guide our leaders and show them what to do. We ask you from a representative group of people here, Lord. Almost every state in the Union, Canada, Belgium, I thought about Belgium, Miss Lord, when I saw Philip Rood, his parents pastored there, and I went many times. Father, those nations are so threatened, and they have to have help. And their help comes from the same place our help comes, only from the Lord. Help humanity today, we pray in Jesus' magnificent, wonderful name, that name above all names. And again, you can call if you want these scriptures and just get a copy of them. The number is 1-800-972-3447. If you need be, you can write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. So I'll tell them right now, I'll send them a text and tell them what I'm offered. You might have to give them a little extra time because they're getting all straightened up from our autumn assembly. So it might be next week before they can get these out to you. So thank you so much. Thank you for loving our Lord. Thank you for being a prayer. And thank you for joining us in prayer. May the Lord bless you today. Shalom, shalom.